He remembered a huge room, rather dark, and there were big wooden things with strings fastened to them and lots of women standing round them, making blankets, Linda said. Linda told him to sit in the corner with the other children while she went and helped the women. He played with the little boys for a long time. Suddenly, people started talking very loud, and there were the women pushing Linda away, and Linda was crying. She went to the door, and he ran after her. He asked her why they were angry. "Because I broke something," she said, and then she got angry too. "How should I know how to do their beastly weaving?" she said. "Beastly savages!" He asked her what savages were. When they got back to their house, Pope was waiting at the door, and he came in with them. He had a big gourd full of stuff that looked like water, only it wasn't water, but something with a bad smell that burnt your mouth and made you cough. Linda drank some, and Pope drank some, and then Linda laughed a lot and talked very loud, and then she and Pope went into the other room. When Pope went away, he went into the room. Linda was in bed and so fast asleep that he couldn't wake her. Pope used to come often. He said the stuff in the gourd was called mescal, but Linda said it ought to be called soma. Only it made you feel ill afterwards. He hated Pope. He hated them all the men who came to see Linda. One afternoon, when he had been playing with the other children, it was cold, he remembered, and there was snow on the mountains, he came back to the house and heard angry voices in the bedroom. They were women's voices, and they said words he didn't understand, but he knew they were dreadful words. Then suddenly, crash, something was upset. He heard people moving about quickly, and there was another crash, and then a noise like hitting a mule, only not so bony. Then Linda screamed.
"Oh, don't,
she said. He ran in. There were three women in dark blankets. Linda was on the bed. One of the women was holding her wrists. Another was lying across her legs so that she couldn't kick. The third was hitting her with a whip. Once, twice, three times, and each time Linda screamed. Crying, he tugged at the fringe of the woman's blanket.
"Please, please!"
With her free hand, she held him away. The whip came down again, and again Linda screamed. He caught hold of the woman's enormous brown hand between his own and bit it with all his might. She cried out, wrenched her hand free, and gave him such a push that he fell down. While he was lying on the ground, she hit him three times with the whip. It hurt more than anything he had ever felt, like fire. The whip whistled again, fell, but this time it was Linda who screamed.